Rauner will be back before the General Assembly in 2 weeks to lay out his budget ideas. In this speech, he only hinted at the plan.
It will offer a path to reduced spending, and it will show the way to surpluses going forward so we can cut taxes and start to push back against the assault on middle-class bank accounts.
But Democrats who argue Rauner has never submitted a balanced budget say they can't see how Rauner could meet other priorities, including more money for schools, if he trims revenue.
How does the governor intend to pay for his deficit spending that is in fact now making him the highest deficit spending governor in the history of the state?
That's Democrat and state comptroller Susana Mendoza. Few would expect the governor and Democrats who control the legislature to reach common ground. They've been unable to do so in the 3 years Rauner has been in office. I'm Sean Crawford.